Hello, and welcome to Your Holistic Health. We're so glad that you could join us today. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, Holistic Clinical Pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions, and your host for today's program. Each week, our goal is to bring you practical health news and health tips backed by research to help keep you safe, feel support, and give you hope. You may be asking yourself, what's holistic health anyway? Well, hear the terms integrative, holistic, and complementary health and medicine used interchangeably. Integrative medicine combines both traditional medical care and non-traditional practices that are typically not taught in medical school. Complementary medicine enhances traditional care, such things as surgery, prescription medications, exercise. So it's similar to integrative care. However, the term holistic is different. It's the same as whole person healing, meaning in body, mind, and spirit. There are multiple organizations in the Greater Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area that provide integrative health and medicine services that are also holistic, including such things as acupuncture, massage, aromatherapy, and guided imagery. We'll be interviewing different integrative practitioners on Your Holistic Health, and in fact, today, our special guest is one of them, Sherry McHenry, who will be talking with us later on in the program on guided imagery, which is a form of meditation. So let's look at some health news. Did you know that Lego will soon be manufacturing Braille bricks in 2020? These bricks are a system that allows the blind and visually impaired to build Lego sets independently and make learning more fun. Bricks are molded with the same number of knobs on the top that are used for the dots representing letters and numbers in the Braille alphabet. These bricks are stamped with a corresponding written letter and are fully compatible with the Lego system currently in play. Isn't that neat? Here's how this will work. You can download text-based instructions off the internet, have a sighted friend help sort the pieces, and then build your set. This system is supposed to help with Braille literacy. Research shows that only 10% of blind children in the United States learn to read Braille. Lego will help improve that. More health news. I want to give a shout out to some of the best foods for healthy eyes. What are they? Antioxidants. How many of these foods are in your fridge? Here we go. Spinach, carrots, blueberries, sweet potatoes, avocados, broccoli, and one of my favorites, strawberries. What are antioxidants? Well, such things as vitamin A, lutein, zeaxanthine, beta-carotene, vitamin C, and more. We should all try to eat more colorful fruits and vegetables every single day. I particularly like to make smoothies with different combinations for a special treat. Okay, let's move from health news now to some health tips for you, focused on mind, body, and your spiritual health. Our first tip: how to purchase a high-quality dietary supplement. Now there's one for you. Many of us take supplements to stay well. Some of you might be taking supplements for eye health recommended by your ophthalmologist to prevent macular degeneration. Before you buy a product, it's important to look for a round seal on the front of the label. This seal means that an independent third party has inspected the formulation for potency and purity. Inside of that round seal, you'll see the letters USP, or you might see NSF, or you might see a little test tube with the words consumerlab.com. If you can't find a seal on the product label, there's really no guarantee of potency or purity. Potency means the amount of the product stated on that label matches what's actually in the bottle. Purity, on the other hand, means the product is not adulterated or contains any additional ingredients that aren't intended or listed on the label. For even more information, did you know that you can ask your pharmacist to contact the supplement manufacturer and ask for a document called the Certificate of Analysis? That's the product quality spec sheet, but not all companies want to share them. And then there's this issue of proprietary blend, where multiple ingredients are lumped together with one dose reported on the label. It's really not safe, in my opinion, to purchase products that have a proprietary blend in their formulation. Why? The manufacturer is really not telling the consumer the exact amount of each ingredient. That's not safe, and that's not really cool. All right, next, here's our health tip for emotional healing. And it's around deep breathing or abdominal breathing. This is a technique found in such practices as yoga, tai chi, qigong, guided imagery, and other forms of meditation. It involves slowly inhaling through your nose as much as you can for about 5 seconds, then holding your breath for 5 seconds, and then slowly exhaling all that breath back out through your mouth for 5 seconds, and then relaxing. This is a really good way to focus on the present. It's a form of meditation. It clears the mind. This technique is helpful right before bedtime to unwind and encourage you to have a restful, healthy sleep. Try it sometime. And finally, our spiritual tip for the day has to do with forest bathing. Say, what? What is that? Well, it's nothing more than nature walks that are healing. Why? Because it turns out there are some essential oils that are released by plants to protect the plants from insects and disease that also, believe this or not, can enhance our immune system when we inhale them. What are these chemicals? Essential oils, they're called phytoncides or phytoncides. Cincinnati and northern Kentucky have many lovely places to walk in nature. Examples are the Cincinnati Nature Center off Route 50, Sharon Woods, and finally the Loveland Bike Path. We've had some lovely weather days in Cincinnati of late. When weather permits, perhaps you will take a sighted friend and enjoy nature with all of your non-visual senses. Again, happy forest bathing. And now it's time to introduce our special guest for today, Miss Sherry McHenry. Sherry is a certified guided imagery practitioner. She's trained in mindfulness and meditation, and she has a private practice in Norwood, Ohio. For over 20 years, Sherry has guided individuals and groups in developing life skills that help reduce stress and anxiety, change behavior patterns, manage wellness, and create healthier, more balanced lives. Welcome, Sherry, to Your Holistic Health.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here this morning.
So, Sherry, what is guided imagery, and how is it different from meditation without a coach?
Guided imagery is a gentle but powerful technique that focuses the imagination on proactive, positive ways. It is a technique that accesses a person's inner senses. Guided imagery involves all of our senses, not just a visual sense, and that's a good thing since only 55% of the population is strongly wired visually internally. Guided imagery is experienced through the body, not just mentally. It helps a person to tap into inner resources for a goal of comfort, calm, healing, and for comfort emotionally and spiritually, sometimes referred to as guided meditation.
All right, well, that sounds important, and I think meditating daily is probably a great habit to acquire, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would agree.
So, Sherry, how does guided imagery work? I've read a little bit about some research and actually a Nobel Science and Technology Prize winning research in 2009 around the telomere. The telomere is the protective shoelace tip of the chromosome in our genetic pool, if you will, and that meditating and relaxation can actually improve our genes. Tell me more.
That's wonderful research, and there's so much research out there about guided imagery and how it works. Guided imagery works by helping a person get into a relaxed state so the inner mind becomes more open to listening to what you want to change. Sometimes when we're busy and stressed, it's really tough to listen to our inner voice as to how we can make these changes. And guided imagery really is the ultimate connection from the mind to the body through our senses. We have our thoughts, and our thoughts create images and beliefs, and those are sent down through our nervous system and affects the chemistry of our body. And in reverse, our body will send signs and symptoms to our mental state also. It has an effect mentally. So we have this wonderful connection between mind and body. One of the research articles that I have on guided imagery is that it's a complementary approach to drug analgesia in post-operative pain in nursing practices. So there's a need for less pain sometimes, less medication when that happens. Another research talks about how guided imagery really assists in cancer immune cells and how we can boost those white immune cells to develop a state of homeostasis. And with daily practice, with guided imagery, many positive changes can happen within your physical being.
Well, Sherry, you've brought up some excellent points. I know that we're all concerned about the opioid epidemic in this country, and even more so in this area, because Ohio and Kentucky, unfortunately, have been sort of isolated out as in among the top three, I believe, worst prescribing areas. So we certainly are in a place where we need to think out of the box.
Yes.
And I am all for anything that can help us reduce the amount of medications, opioids or otherwise, that we are hopefully prescribing less of as time goes on in the United States. So thank you for that. All right. So what special training do you have to work in guided imagery?
Well, years ago, I received my training through the Ohio Academy of Holistic Health up in Beaver Creek, Ohio, but it's no longer in service. That went out of business years ago. And I've learned from other resources also. A person can connect with the Academy of Guided Imagery and also the Bonnie Method of Guided Imagery involving music and imagery to assist people, especially within the population of the blind. We know from some research that music really has a positive effect within this population.
So, Sherry, you've worked with blind clients then. So, Sherry, you've worked with blind individuals then, and you've had some successes in healing with them?
Yes, just from the standpoint of relieving stress, which is a big contributor to so many illnesses and diseases. So, guiding a person who may be blind is the same almost as guiding someone who isn't, because we are all the same when it comes to our sensory perception. We just use it differently. So a person can access from their auditory sense how they hear sounds from the voice or from music or from suggestion. Also feeling, emotions can come into play. All of our senses really have a purpose and meaning, and when we can access those through memory of a positive experience, it really, really helps in a person getting to that relaxed state.
I love it. So there's a message of hope in that, right?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
So here's a really fun question I'd like to know the answer to. I want to know if you believe in the healing power of imagination.
Yes, yes, I do. And because I have personally experienced the benefits of how our imagination and how we can use it in a positive way can reduce anxiety, I've used it within myself in the beginning to overcome panic attacks, anxiety, and just really understood the benefit of that. I felt that. And over the years, I've witnessed so many people who managed to make positive change to their personal well-being. Our imagination can also create the reverse effect through negative thinking and circumstancing and imagining the worst that can happen. So once we understand how powerful our thoughts are, we can use our imagination for the positive to help balance out our daily experiences in life and to learn to think more positively.
Well, that's wonderful. Since it's such a healthy healing, I guess, practice, why do you think more people don't want to meditate?
Well, from what I hear from people is that I've just tried to meditate and I just can't. The thoughts get in my way and I try to breathe and then all these thoughts flow into my mind and then I just can't get there. And that is one of the reasons. The truth is, it takes about 3 to 4 weeks to develop any sort of new pattern or habit. So if you could just start out small, you don't have to sit for an hour or half an hour. Just start out small with maybe a minute and listen to your breath. Research tells us when we take 8 or 9 full deep breaths, we do bring in what's called the relaxation response, a term that was coined by Dr. Herbert Benson years ago from Harvard University. And so we know that when we do this, we can change the chemistry of our body. And if you have a positive word or phrase to use, like calm or peace, and repeating that over and over, you can get to that state. So you can do that for a minute and just let yourself be okay with that and then build on that.
Perfect. That sounds great. So there you go. Listeners, you have your cue. Meditate, meditate, meditate. So how many sessions does it take to, I guess, teach someone how to meditate, Sherry?
Well, I typically ask for at least 2 sessions. First, to just get familiar with the process, and the second session to actually deepen, the sense of, oh, okay, I can do this. It may take as many as 6 sessions with a person helping you to go through that. Or for some people, they can just find an audio and be guided with an audio. But to just simply meditate, it takes patience and time and learning how to use a breath and just learning how to focus.
And do you feel like children can learn how to meditate, and would that be of help to our society today in terms of being overscheduled and overstressed?
Oh, yes. In fact, I am into educational facilities at the moment teaching these skills, mindfulness meditation skills, to children. And just little simple techniques that we can use to bring them back to how their bodies feel, because sometimes we become so disconnected. Children are experiencing a lot of anxiety, too, in certain situations with pressures of academic performance, pressures of just learning how to cope and manage during a day-to-day basis, because everything's so fast and so quick. They have so much information coming at them so quickly. So, yes, they can and they are benefiting from the use of meditation.
Well, I'm going to take that to my 4 grandchildren and ask them if they can sit down with Grandma and do some deep breathing.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think that's wonderful. I use it on my 4 grandchildren also.
Oh, how about that? We have something in common.
Yes.
All right, let's talk a little bit about research as we finish up our conversation today on guided imagery. I know that you've done some research on stress and resilience. And I'd like to hear a little bit more about that type of research.
Years ago, I wrote an article for a healthcare magazine on stress and resilience. And resilience is the ability to bounce back from negative experiences, from traumas, from crises. Some people just don't have a very good ability to do that and stay with a situation in their mind for long periods of time, which really affects the chemistry of our body in a negative way. Our thoughts are powerful, and we know that Resilience is a skill that can be learned and cultivated by developing positive patterns for dealing with stressful lifestyles. And incorporating mind-body strategies can reverse symptoms of stress response in as little as 3 minutes. And again, I'm referring to the relaxation response that I researched years ago about this. Regular use of these strategies can have lasting effects. Building resilience can positively affect your well-being, and as well as those within your daily environment. Mind-body strategies are intended to complement your healthcare regimen, not to replace. So it's an extra layer of ways that you can help yourself gain control on a day-to-day basis as to how you feel and how you can manage and cope.
Wonderful research, and thank you for being a part of that. You know, I remember a book in my library years ago. It made my friends laugh. It's called The 3-Minute Meditator.
Yes.
But that's really based on research now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's exciting. And there are also a lot of apps out there for those of you who are techno experts, meditative apps that are available on your iPhones or your Android phones to take advantage of as well. So now you must know that there are no excuses to not meditate, because you can take care of business in as little as 3 minutes.
Yes, one popular app is Headspace. If you can get that, it's a free app for a certain amount of time, and then you would have to pay for it. But it might be something that would be helpful for you to get into the habit, the process of doing meditation on a regular basis.
Wonderful. Well, it's almost time to wrap up our interview, and I would like to ask Sherry just a couple of more questions. Basically, what is your take-home message for our listeners today?
Well, my take-home message is we cannot always change or control our circumstances or others, yet we can change our ability to how we feel about them to support our own well-being. And with that awareness comes the ability to recognize emotions, how you feel in your body, and to look at how you can change that by a thought or by an image, so that you do have some sort of control.
I forgot to ask you what some of your favorite images are, or what some of your clients' favorite images are, if you're able to share that.
For someone who really has a sense of feeling, an image, a thought can be like how it is to be out on a warm summer day with a soft breeze, maybe at a beach, and listening to ocean waves, and then thinking about or remembering how a blue sky would look or feel, and how the sun would feel on your skin. That's one image that can evoke a sense of calm and relaxation, because we do have muscle memory. And if you've been to a place like that, a natural place like the Nature Center, you can remember that feeling. You can imagine, remember how that feels, and your body will begin to replicate that in a way that brings calm.
I love it. I'm going to try it later today. All right, Sherry, thank you so much for your wisdom today and for sharing a little bit more about guided imagery and meditation with our listeners. Sherry McHenry, guided imagery practitioner, trained in mindfulness and meditation, private practice in Norwood. Where can listeners go to get more information about your work?
Well, you can go to my website, and the website is Sherry McHenry, Sherry McHenry.com. And I have a lot of contact information there and articles, and you can read a little bit more or understand a little bit more about the practices.
Thank you so much, Sherry, for your time today with us. Well, it's time to close. I can't believe it. This is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. We hope you will enjoy your week. We wish you blessings for whole person health and healing. Thank you for listening.